This is New York City's Department of Housing Preservation and Development's podcast series.
Mickey, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? We're gonna go, we're gonna go.
Hi, I'm Seth Donlin from the agency's Public Outreach and Education Unit, and today we'll be talking with Inspector Manando about the agency's K-9 unit. So, Inspector, tell us what a typical day is like when you're working with one of HPD's bedbug-sniffing dogs.
We'll get to work in the morning. We'll be assigned a route. We'll go pick up the dogs. We'll do our routine inspections, addressing the buildings, things like that. Then once we go into the apartment, we'll ask the tenant a couple of very important questions. One of them would be, did you spray any insecticides in the last 30 days? Have you used anything? And the second question would be, do you have any pets? And yes to the insecticides would mean the door cannot really be used in there. They have to be kept away from the insecticides. It's not healthy for them. And any pets, they have to be isolated. They have to be put into a room and kept away from Mickey and Nemo.
Okay, but I've got to imagine that in some small apartments, studios for instance, this could be a real issue.
There's been a couple of times where the tenant had a cat and they weren't able to put their cat away. And I had to tell the people, I'm sorry, I can't bring the dog into your apartment because God forbid if something happens to this dog, you know, we're responsible for this dog. When you're responsible for the dog, you have to be very careful. You have to make sure the safety of the dog is the first concern.
Well, let's say there aren't any pets. What's next?
Okay, you want to make sure that there's not too much clutter, that if they had pets and there's no dog food or things like that around. And then it's important to remember that the dog's sense of smell is 10,000 times stronger than ours, that there are many, you know, things in the house that could be harmful to him, potpourri, air fresheners, cooking, really, you're supposed to not cook that day.
Really? Even cooking smells can affect the inspection?
Remember that when we walk into an apartment and we smell cooking, we smell somebody cooking sauce. When the dog walks into the apartment, he can smell every ingredient in that sauce. He smells the basil, the bay leaf, the oregano. He could smell everything individually. That's how powerful their sense of smell is.
Wow. Well, are there other things that you have to do to prep the apartment? And then what happens when you've decided that the apartment is ready to go?
There's anything on in the room, a fan, a TV, things like that. You want to make sure that that's cleared. And then you want to soup the dog up. You want to get him excited that he's to do his job. You want to say, you know, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? What are you going to find? He's going to go, going to go. And once he's souped up, just let him go. And the dog is really a tool to narrow in where the bugs might be. And he's going to alert us by sitting down. And then what you have to do is you have to, you know, kind of secure him away so that you could do your visual now. You need to observe the bug. The dog could smell, you know, it could be smelling from a while ago. Maybe the landlord did treat it, and maybe he's just smelling remnants from some other time. So you want to be fair to everyone. That's what we're supposed to be, is fair to the tenant and the landlord.
Well, thank you, Inspector, for taking the time to tell us about the K-9 unit. And thanks to our listeners. We hope you learned a lot today, and we hope you will listen to some of our other podcasts, including Preventing Slips, Trips, and Falls in the Home, and Household Chemical Safety.
You've been listening to New York City's Department of Housing Preservation and Development's podcast series.